This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's the toughest job in North Dakota? Text me and tell me. 701-367-2054 is my cell phone number. That's the number you text to. You don't call that number, so let me rephrase that. Text me at 367-2054. Text Todd at 226-8503. Or call us. Manny actually will take your call when you call him at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. See, somebody called just there, Todd. That doesn't ever happen to you, does it? I know it doesn't. No way. I'm just looking through. I can't find anybody that disagrees about ranching being a tough way of life, but a great way of life. I'm looking for other suggestions, so keep them coming. 701-367-2054. I'm Scott Hennon. We're live at Chimney Butte Ranch, St. Anthony, North Dakota, today, a day in the life of a rancher. We have this hour another chance for you to win a $75 gift certificate for some free meat on us. Answer Farm Bureau Trivia. It's Farm Bureau Week. We're going to talk in a moment here with Daryl Lease, president of North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk a little bit about trade and how that impacts our farmers and ranchers. Also, I've been looking for some intel on the schools where you live and whether or not there were walkouts there, what you think about them. A lot of feedback on that. And one texter said, I agree with that student from West Fargo. Let's change the old, outdated Bill of Rights, starting with ignorant people like her not having the right to free speech. How about that? One texter says, hey, tougher job is being a farmer or rancher in the middle of a lively oil field. Well, there's some to that in North Dakota. You put two on, you know, competition on a hydrovac operator. Somebody just said, that's tougher. Okay, I guess I need to do a day in the life of a hydrovac operator to be able to compare. Tell me why it's tougher. I want to know why you think it's tougher. 800-228-0550 to call us or text 701-367-2054. Hal in West Fargo has been waiting to get this in. Hal, what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, your message today kind of brings back growing up on a farm here north of Fargo. And my two older brothers had cow-calf operation for beef cattle. And one spring morning, I was kind of out with my dad. We're kind of going through the barn, checking on the two cows. Ones were waiting the calf, and we kind of came upon one who looked like it was screaming a little bit. And we kind of watched her for a little bit, and I kind of asked my dad, do you think we should be able to, you know, help her a little bit if she needs some assistance? And he kind of looks over on the wall. He says, yeah, why don't you go over there and get the chains off the wall? And the chains, what we did, we'd wrap them around the front teeth after we got inside the uterus and had a little handle on it that we'd be able to pull with it. And so I'm walking back to my dad with the chain, outreached to him, and he kind of looks at me and he says, no, I think you can do that yourself. And it just kind of totally floored me. You know, it's something I'd never done myself. I kind of watched it a couple times so I kind of got down there and got the chains wrapped around the feet and the handle hooked into the chains. And I just started pulling with all my might. And, you know, after about 5 minutes, you know, it kind of wore out. And all of a sudden, bang, you know, this brand new calf comes out. And, boy, you talk about one of the most satisfying moments of your life when you can assist in a delivery like that. Really, thank you for go ahead and having the program today and getting down to what this country is really about.
Thank you, Hal. I appreciate that very much. And I tell you, I've talked to Doug and the crew here about that. And it doesn't sound like that's a huge percentage thing, but it happens. And to be able to participate in that and, you know, ultimately one that wouldn't have survived without the human help. kind of another neat touch. And so great story. Appreciate you sharing it. And thanks a bunch. It has been eye-opening. I really honestly enjoyed every minute of my time here and looking forward to more a little later today after the show. And we're going to chat some more with Doug Hilly coming up bottom of the hour. Daryl Lease is here, North Dakota Farm Bureau President. What'd you think of that call?
Oh, it brought back a kind of a proud dad moment in my life, because when my daughter, my oldest daughter Samantha, was 10, we got her own flock of sheep. And that was going to help put money in the bank to pay for college. And so far, she has not borrowed a dime to go to college as a result of having that flock of sheep. But at the age of 11, Scott, I was gone to meetings. I get a phone call. She's out at the farm, because we don't live at the farm. Mom and Dad live at the farm. We live 2 miles away. And she's out at the farm with Grandma and Grandpa. And, you know, they're at, you know, nearly 70 years old at that point, Grandpa is. So he's, you know, limited what he can do. She calls, says, "Dad, I think this ewe is having trouble. I think we need to assist her." I go, "Well, there you go." I said, "Go ahead and what I do, you know?" And I said, "Well," I said, "have Grandpa come out there and help, you know, get a halter on her and get her haltered up." And I said, "You're going to have to reach in, make sure the head and the feet, front feet are coming. And if the head's turned back, turn it." And I said, once you get in there, I said, instinct will take over, and you'll realize what you have to do. So at the age of 11,
wow,
she assisted a birth on one of her own very own ewes at the age of 11. So
how proud was she, huh?
Oh, she was proud. I don't know who was more proud. If it was me that was 200 miles away at a meeting, or her. But that's a sense of account. But that's the, you know, she realized something needed to be done. Assistance needed to happen. When these kids grow up on these farms, they have a different appreciation for life. And I think that plays into this whole thing that you've been talking about with this, with the gun violence and all that. It's a lack of appreciation for life. And we are fortunate, and I think Doug would say the same thing, fortunate to be able to raise his kids appreciating that life.
Yeah, it's so true. You're right, because you're growing some great stock in your kids in this line of work as well, and that kind of work ethic and that kind of recognition of what it takes to make it go, pretty amazing. Daryl is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. It is Farm Bureau Week, so let's start with a little plug for the Farm Bureau and everything you do for folks like the Hillies here in St. Anthony and other farmers and ranchers all throughout North Dakota. Why does it pay to be a member of the Farm Bureau?
Well, in my opinion, you can ask Doug his opinion later on, but we are, you know, and I don't want to sound like we're sounding alarms out there, but agriculture is under attack constantly every day. You have people that don't appreciate what we do out on these ranches, raising these animals for the nutrition that is needed by the population across the world. It's one of the best sources of protein and essential fatty acids and vitamins and minerals and enzymes.
Save you a fortune at the big box store. Just eat beef.
Yeah. And so, I mean, they don't appreciate that. They don't appreciate what our grain farmers and our you know, folks that are growing the crops out there are using for technologies. You know, we'd have a lot of starving, even more starving people in this world if we didn't have the technology to improve the yields. And so we need to be advocates. But we can't do it alone just as the state organization of NDFB. It takes county leaders, Doug and the other county leaders. In fact, there's a great event going on. If you're in the Mandan, Bismarck Mandan area today, get over to the old Thrifty White drugstore on the Mandan, in the west end of Mandan on Main Street, right off the street. They got the Egg Day. You're going to see baby chicks. You're going to see baby pigs. You're going to see lambs. You're going to see a sheep shearing demonstration. You're going to be able to talk to different folks about the aspects of farming or ranching that they're involved in. And what a great opportunity. We have Farm Bureau, county Farm Bureaus across the state doing great things this week, whether it's Free Meat Mondays instead of Meat Free Mondays that the animal rights people promote. You know, there's the giveaways you're doing for Burley County, you know, trying to get some egg trivia out there. And obviously there's a lot of people that know a lot about egg that are calling in on them. But there's a lot of people that don't realize that are listening to your show that we need to connect with that consumer. And that's why an organization like NDFB is so important. We can make that connection to the consumer. And when I walked down here in his office this morning, first thing I saw was the county leader handbook he's got on his desk here. That's the dedication of our leaders that we have across the whole state in our counties. And that's what makes our organization strong. And that's what I came into this position saying. We need to support and empower our county leaders to help their members and help outreach in their counties.
We're members at the Hannon House, and it's cheap. Well, I forget how much.
$50.
It's $50.
Yep.
Yeah. So $50 a year, is that what it is?
$50 a year. It's pennies a day, that gives you the right to either call and tell me you guys are doing good or chew me out, one of the two.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say, you know, agriculture's under attack, right? I mean, there's extreme environmentalists just,
right.
You know, every bit and many times aligned with what we saw in the Dakota Access Pipeline. They just didn't, you know, physically show up like they did. But that same level of attack and organization and social media and everything else, that mob mentality comes against agriculture.
Misinformation happens faster than the correct information can get out.
So do me a favor, join the Farm Bureau. And if you join the Farm Bureau, you help them do things like we're doing today and be on the radio and get the word out and broadcast about this as well. So if you're not a Farm Bureau member for $50, my gosh.
And it's not just for farmers.
Yeah.
We advocate
on
the discounts policies.
Alone.
Just the discounts.
Yeah,
you know,
cars.
We got a Ford discount. We've got, you know, discounts at Choice Hotels. I mean, you know, Granger. The list goes on and on. So
ATVs that I can't put in reverse and, you know, things like that up there at Open Road Honda. So lots of things you get discounts on. All right, we'll take a break, come back with more. Tony on Highway 83 wants to talk about school shootings. We'll do that. And also more with Darrell. We're going to talk to a tariff and trade discussion on what's going on with these renegotiated trade agreements. Stay tuned for that, too, coming
up. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're with Vince, also known as Carson Wentz Pal, from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. So you put that hot spring spa at Carson Wentz home in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and not only that, I'm telling you, the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm a Vikings fan, so this kind of hurts, the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl because of that hot tub. When they came to Minneapolis for Super Bowl week, the Philadelphia Eagles contacted the hot spring dealer in the Twin Cities, and they had three hot spring hot tubs in their hotel. I really think it helped push them over the edge.
If you want Super Bowl excellence in 2018, in whatever you do, you need a hot spring spa. Tell you what, I do a better radio show because of that hot spring spot. It makes you better above the water and below the water. So whether it's the aches and pains or whether it's just relaxing a little bit and unplugging and getting away from the phones, it works. And when you use the promo code ACE, you save up to $2,800 on those hot spring spas. The big financing event is on right now. You can own one for $4.40 a day, price of a cup of coffee. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot 2.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kevin Pfeiffer and his team at Pfeiffer's are busy lining up a lot of auctions. So if you go to Pfeiffer's.com, you can find the whole list right there. But you also can call them anytime, get a catalog, and 877-700-4099. Also, any equipment auctions in your future, they have really perfected that, where they are. They just got this down. Of course, long been known as the land auction company, and they've been doing more and more equipment auctions, and now perfected their system so the prices they're getting are better than their competitors. So I really want you to call them, give them a shot at that if you're looking to do any kind of a equipment auction at all. They'll treat you right. Full service auction, real estate firm, land auctions, machinery auctions, but they do land management as well. They're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Arizona. And consultations are free. One of the top five land auction companies in America. Pretty amazing. And a good lineup of land auctions coming. Stutzman County happening later today. And let's see, that's actually getting underway here shortly in Stutzman County right now. And then also there's one tonight, another one in Stutzman County, 320 acres. In Stutzman County. So there's Chippewa County, Wisconsin coming up. There's some Burley County, North Dakota land, crop acreage, pasture acreage tomorrow. Wing, North Dakota. And if you want details, go to pifers.com. Check it out. Williams County next Tuesday, too. So a busy lineup. All right, back to our chat with Dear Elise, North Dakota Farm Bureau, here in just a moment. I want to take a couple of calls, and these folks have been waiting for a while to weigh in on our topics today. So questions for Daryl, questions for me, comments on anything, lay it on us at 258-0550. Tony, Highway 83, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Hey, I just got a couple quick things. I know you got a busy schedule. Hats off to all the farmers and ranchers. I mean, I grew up farming and ranching, and it is a tough job. And I got a hand. I got a lot of friends that still do it. I hats off to these guys. They're amazing people. And just to compete against that, tough jobs, I would have to say being in law enforcement. I don't know if I'd want to be doing domestic disputes and getting shot at and getting hassled. I don't know. I mean, farming is definitely the stressful job, money handling. I mean, they have to be educated. Anyway, getting my next thing is the school shooting. I'd like to know how many kids would have actually shown up if they would have protested after school hours. How many would have actually, or is it just a thing to get out of school? I don't know. I haven't been really
following
it.
Let's use our common sense here. For a percentage of them, absolutely it's about getting out of school. Not paying attention.
Right.
I mean, what, you're walking out? What, they're letting us do it? Oh, I'm in.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
I had a text from one listener earlier. Might have been a Facebook comment, said he saw kids up on a snow hill throwing snowballs at each other. You know, I mean,
yeah,
so they were protesting. They were having a grand old time, you know.
I'd just like to see if they would have had it after school, how many of those kids would have actually shown up and actually, and, you know, yeah, we've got a cause. Okay, we're going to do it after school or on a Saturday or, you know. I'd just like to see how many actually would have shown up. That's just my comment.
I really struggle with the whole thing because part of me says,
yep,
hey, you know what? It's good that kids are involved and active, and if it's about safer schools, fine. We all want that. Now let's argue about the best solution. I worry a little bit about, A, because it's the cause du jour, the school says, okay, let them have a walkout. But mm-hmm. if it was some other cause that might be conservative cause, I don't know how kids cannot think it's a horrible thing that we end a kindergarten sized class every week. We take their life in Fargo. A kindergarten sized class every week loses life because of a legal procedure known as abortion. Now, walk out about that. I don't know if they get the permission to do it, but good point. Good point on law enforcement too, Tony. Appreciate that because they run into the bullets and they have to do that 24/7. Back with more with Daryl Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau. Donald Trump is definitely rocking the swamp as it comes to how we negotiate trade deals. He has done his first salvo with steel, saying we're going to put strong tariffs on steel and aluminum because our steel industry is going away. Is he negotiating, or is he about to go to a very different way of how we do trade in this country?
Well, I think he's negotiating. Now, there's a lot of hand-wringing going on, and there's those in agriculture, too, that are doing a lot of hand-wringing, and for some right reasons. I mean, there's a lot at stake here. Let's not be shy about saying that agriculture in the United States, and especially in North Dakota, depends on trade. Why? Because we have great producers, we have great farmers and ranchers that can produce way more than we could ever consume within our state or the surrounding states. So we got to send it somewhere.
One point I want to say on negotiating. I heard him say when they was talking about, is Larry Kudlow going to be your chief economic advisor? He said, well, we agree on most things. We don't agree on everything. He's not with me on trades. Now he understands, here's his quote, it's about negotiating. That's what Donald Trump said about Larry Kudlow. So I think your answer is correct.
And so, do we want to be in his ear? Do we want to have a voice in the Trump administration's ear? Absolutely, because we need trade for agriculture, but we don't need to give away the farm, so to speak, to get it neither. And, you know, and so when you do these trade deals, we got to make sure we're treated equitably. Everyone wants to talk about free trade or fair trade.
Haven't we been jammed?
We've been jammed quite a bit.
Producers more than anything. Right. Ag, right, has been jammed on trade deals.
A lot of jamming. And what happens is, so you get these trade deals, and many of them have been good, but then there's always a hook. You know, you've got quotas, but when you reach a certain dollar amount or volume amount, then the tariffs go up. Yeah, it looks like we're getting a fair deal, but then the tariffs go up. Or they might have a quality thing built in there that they can just, you know, when that hits their port, they take the sample and go, oh, doesn't meet our quality. Well, why are they doing that? Because then they're able to buy it cheaper, because once it's sitting in their port, we're not bringing it back.
And the World Trade Organization is the referee.
Supposedly.
Right, yeah, right, and it doesn't exactly lean our way,
by. Yeah, and so, I mean, you got those things. You know, let's point out a couple things that have been positive under the Trump administration. First time in 13, 14 years, beef to China, okay? First time in nearly 30 years, pork to Venezuela. You know, them are just a couple of things that come to the top of my head real quickly. You know, we've had a successful trade mission again over to Japan last year, which Governor Pete Ricketts out in Nebraska kind of led and had some very groundbreaking things starting to happen there. You know, and it's kind of ironic. We hear Japan complain about the steel tariff. Well, you know, that this flies in the face of the spirit of free trade. They've got almost a 55% tariff on frozen beef coming from America. That doesn't fly in the face of free trade. I think it's negotiation. If it proves out to be negotiation, mastermind at work. If it turns out that we have these tariffs longer than what I think they're going to be, and a lot of the experts are thinking that these are short-term things, these are negotiating positions, there may be a few countries that if they don't come to the negotiating table might have them longer than others. But I think we're going to see him come to the table.
Sonny Perdue said that he was encouraged to hear the president talk about, you know, renegotiating TPP rather than blowing it up. Is that the right approach?
I think this might be part of that renegotiation to get a better position in TPP.
So you're doing the same thing on that?
I think so.
Yeah, very interesting. All the whining going on about steel, and the sky is falling. I'd love to see those people feel the same way about agriculture. That's just one thing I'll say right now. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'll talk more with Doug Helig when we come back. Chimney Butte Ranch, St. Anthony, North Dakota. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Your mind tomorrow in Watford City. I'll be at the University of Mary campus, Rough Rider Center tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Daniel Stenberg, who heads up economic development efforts for McKinsey County, will join us to talk about how things are going there. Rachel Brash and others from the University of Mary will talk about what they offer at the University of Mary. And they're partnering with a lot of companies. A lot of companies are using University of Mary's education. In this case, right in the hometown of Watford City, or, you know, UMary worldwide anywhere, online or any of their campuses, as a benefit. So it's a really great deal. I'll tell you more about that. Rick Santorum is going to join me tomorrow. The former senator has a very innovative fix on Obamacare, and he believes what happened in Pennsylvania. We're going to talk a little bit about that race in Pennsylvania because, of course, Rick is from Pennsylvania, right? Former presidential candidate. But we're going to talk with him about how to avoid that in November. In other words, in that case, it was a 20-point Republican district. There's a lot of redistricting going on, so that's going to change. But his take is Republicans have to fix Obamacare. They have to replace it. They have to have something better. We're going to talk with him about that. So look forward to that. Also, I'm delighted this weekend that I get the great honor of speaking to some heroes. Anytime I'm with men and women of the military, I love it. And so on Saturday evening, I'm going to be at the 2018 Rough Rider Conference speaking to a group of Army, Air, and retired North Dakota National Guard members, family members as well. They have an association that advocates on behalf of members, and so it'll be a neat deal. Really looking forward to that. And, of course, be at the Democratic Convention in Grand Forks. Joe Biden there. Well, I think I'm going to be there. I don't know. They left a phone message that makes me think I can't go there. Todd's rounding that up, and we're going to play that here before the end of the program today. Back with my friend Doug Hilly of the Chimney Butte Ranch in beautiful St. Anthony, North Dakota. Thanks for having us, by the way. This has been an absolute blast.
Well, thank you for coming, and we've enjoyed it because whatever you're doing, you're keeping the calves and the cows. We haven't had but the one since you've gotten here, and it's the slowest period of time, as I said before, in 3 weeks. So we enjoy the break.
You know what's going to happen when I head for Watford City, don't you?
We'll be dragging them out of the snowbanks.
The floodbanks are going to, floodgates are going to open for sure. I think you have one of the toughest jobs, if not the toughest job in North Dakota, do you?
No, I don't believe so. And I don't want anyone feeling sorry for myself or anybody else in the ranch business. Yes, it's demanding. It's physically demanding. It's financially challenging. It's economically narrow margin. But we're doing this because we want to. We have a passion for it. And anytime you do something because you want to do it and you have a passion for it, it's not the most difficult job in the world. I think the most difficult job in the world is if you have too damn much pride to go on to welfare and you found a job that will pay enough to make ends meet and pay your grocery bill, and you go to work only because it's the way that you can make enough money to survive, regardless of what that is. That is the toughest of jobs. And when I went to college and shortly after college, I had a few of those really, really tough jobs that I did not enjoy, did not want to go to, but needed the money and did. Those are hard work jobs.
The trick there, and this is hard, is to turn those jobs into a vocation, into a love. I mean, you can wash dishes and be happy, right?
Absolutely.
And you can clean schools and be a janitor and be the happiest person in the world. I know some of it. A lot of it's internal. It's kind of our own frame of mind and our own attitude. But you're right. Some of those can be darn hard jobs. There's no doubt about that. That's for sure. Well, I do think just having seen what you do and the every 2 hours up here, out we go, check him out, bring the flashlight, hit the ATV, the dead of winter, the cold, you got to be out there regardless of the conditions. It's pretty extraordinary. Is it different, Doug, as someone that, you're raising, a God-made, a creature, okay? And compared to a farmer who, yeah, he's got to plant the seed, and something comes out of the ground, and there's a miracle in that. No question. Seed to corn, seed to soybean, seed to sugar beet, whatever it is, seed to potato. But is it different? Are these more family here?
No, it's different, but it's alike. It takes a lot of faith both ways. To go out and risk it, to put that seed in the ground that you could turn into cash, to hopefully make things grow, to have enough faith that the weather's going to be in your favor and that you can make a crop and harvest. That's part of it. It's as we talked yesterday, when you're in animal agriculture, first of all, you're really thankful for having the opportunity to live and work in an area where we are. Along with that, and having the responsibility the good Lord gave you for taking care of his creatures, getting up at 2 o'clock is part of it. You take care of creatures because you've been entrusted to do the best job with his animals that you can.
Questions or comments for Doug, certainly welcome, 258-0550, or you can text us at 367-2054. This texter says, tell Doug not to forget to check the water in 21.
I don't know which one of my friends did that one, but we did that already this morning. While you were opening up the show, I walked up on top of the hill, and the water is open. Thank you, Adam.
But you do that in your sleep. That's just something you got to go do.
It's just part of it.
Now, did you ever forget to check the water?
Oh, absolutely. And then you crawl on the four-wheeler and you drive out there and you check it afterwards.
By the way, it was Adam.
Adam has worked for us a couple of winters, and he helps us work cattle, and he hunts out here. He's one of our friends, and he was between jobs over the winter, so he helped us quite a bit.
What are you proudest of? I mean, the product ultimately is for sale. You are doing this to ultimately sell these animals, and is it the breed? Is it getting that breed just perfect?
Well, no. I think the proudest accomplishment we have is we moved into a place that had become run down, hadn't been lived on for 12 years. We came out here as, yes, I grew up on a farm. This is not a family operation. We bought this place on the market, and with a lot of help from friends, relatives, neighbors, and most certainly help from the family, we've put together a viable operation that I think a lot of people would like to run.
Tell me about your breed, though. Give me a little commercial on it.
The Gelby breed is a wonderful breed of cattle. They complement most of the English breeds. We are a very, very strong maternal breed. The Meat Animal Research Center for the last 25 years has stated that more pounds of beef are raised per Gelby cow exposed to a bull than any other breed. And that says a lot about the maternal, says a lot about the growth. And besides that, 99% of our cattle are nice and easy to work with. You always get an outlier that challenges you once in a while, but Mother Nature has animals challenge you because their job is to protect their offspring.
Now, you just had a bull sale, and I heard you have a couple yet that are still available. I wish I had a place to put one. I'd bring one home with me right now. But if anybody still wanted one of those bulls, are they still for sale?
Yes, they are. And as we stated before, we like to keep some bulls around here for the customer or the person who has bad luck, a broken leg, something happens to their bulls. Otherwise, during the breeding season or before the breeding season, they find out that one of the bulls that they were planning on using isn't ready to go.
Because I was kind of thinking maybe we could show the power of the What's On Your Mind audience and knock off that record from your neighbor and get the get the bull with the biggest price tag in the history of mankind. So what do you think?
Nope. And here I'm going to put another plug in for Kelly Schaaf. He's one of a kind. He's earned every bit of what he has. He has worked hard for it. He has earned it. And he's, I believe, fourth generation rancher. And he has learned from the best, which is his parents and grandparents and the family.
All right, if folks want one of those bulls, though, you'll go a penny or two under Kelly's.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We sell for a lot less than Kelly.
How do they find you? You got a great website, right?
Oh, yes. We have a website, chimneybutteranch.com. We've got a rather interesting history of the ranch. We have the videos of the bulls and animals we had for sale this year that are up on there, so you can take a good look at that. And you'll find out a little bit about how we put this thing together and why.
I'm going to chat with your daughter for a moment, but don't go away because I want you to tell me a little bit about the Farm Bureau before we're done. It's Farm Bureau Week, after all. Steph is here. Steph is the daughter of Doug and Carol Hilly and has been my tutor along with Doug. How did I do, by the way?
Well, I was pretty proud of you, and I was pretty proud of myself for staying on the four-wheeler as you were learning how to go forward and backwards on it. So
I didn't realize that was a problem. Did I almost lose you?
I held on tight, so.
Because I had no problem, riding on the side while you were driving, but I apologize for that.
That's all right. Everybody's got to learn.
When I finally got it, was everything okay, like pushing the feed? And
you did a great job. Yeah. Those cattle looked real happy with their feed.
Do you talk to them as much as I talk to them up there?
I talk to them constantly. It's just one of those things, they get used to you if you talk around them, so I may look insane every time I'm out there, but they get a lot of talking.
Good. I was a little worried I was looking really dumb because I was having a great time talking to them. I'll tell you what, I loved every minute of it. Tell everybody about Caitlin.
Well, you got to meet Caitlin yesterday. She's about a week old. She was a twin. We knew she was coming because we ultrasound her cattle in the fall. And I had a unlucky incident about a month ago where a heifer lost her calf before calving season. So I milked her out for about 4 weeks, and now these twins hit the ground, and I took one off and gave it to another cow. And she's just the cutest little twin, and she's going to grow up so much better with a mom that, you know, is only nursing one calf rather than two. And as you seen yesterday, Caitlin's pretty special. She'll follow you around the barn and, you know, lick on your hands and your coveralls.
Your dad thought we were nuts, but we were having a great time. We were loving that little girl up.
Oh, I go visit her multiple times a day. You know, Dad thinks I'm working all day, but you got to do something fun.
We have video of Caitlin, so watch the Facebook page. We'll have it up. Tell me why you're a Farm Bureau member.
I'm a Farm Bureau member because it's a grassroots organization, and they support their people. We had a problem. They came up and they helped us support. They helped support the issues we had with our unwanted guests a year ago, and they stepped up. I want to expand on the Farm Bureau. You know, you don't have to be a farmer to belong. You don't have to have gray hair. Our board of directors consists of three of them are under 30. Three of us are old enough for Social Security. We have a nice young lady on the board. We have full-time farmers. We have truck drivers. We have retired farmers. It's a cross-section of people. And if you want to be involved in an organization that can take your idea of changing policy in the state or law, that's the organization.
Well, that's about as good a commercial as there could be, and really it just makes perfect sense. It's $50 a year, folks. You'll make that up over and over and over again on purchases with all their great deals as well. Steph, thank you. Enjoyed it very much. Doug, thank you as well. And by the way, I have a question that I know the answer to about cows. So stay tuned. I've invented my own egg trivia question for the Burley County Farm Bureau, and we'll give you a chance to win some meat next. Don't go away.
Hi, Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You hear that, folks? That's the sound of an endless pool fitness system. We're at Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2. Vince is with me. This is part hot tub, part treadmill, part endless pool. What is this?
Well, some people call it a swim spa, but endless pools invented stay-in-place aquatic exercise. We call it a fitness system because that's exactly what it is, right? You have the ability to swim against a nice, smooth current. There's a treadmill in the bottom, which I really like. I used to be a runner. Now I can't run as well. So anybody can be a runner in water. Anybody can be a good runner in water, and we will all get in shape. We'll lose weight, do all the wellness activities that we're looking for. Matter of fact, I have a couple customers that have lost over 70 pounds and over 100 pounds respectively. So this is a great little fitness tool that can be in your backyard, in your home, and you will use it every day.
I see the rowing is available.
Yeah, I actually have a guy who's going on a kayaking venture this summer, and he's been talking about how he's using the rowing to get into shape for that. And you can do multiple water exercises.
What kind of price range?
They run from around $15,000 all the way up to over $45,000 with everything in between, so we totally customize it to what your needs would be.
No interest financing available too, of course, so they'll save you money, and they're the pros on it at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to save up to $2,800 on everything you buy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The trivia question right now, all right? What's the difference between a calf and a heifer? Between a cow and a heifer. What's the difference between a cow and a heifer? That's our ag trivia question for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Burley County Farm Bureau has given us some wonderful gift certificates. This hour, it's Schweitzer's Meats. So we have a $50, so a $75 gift certificate. Now, don't call with that. You got to text, okay? 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-2, just to me because it'll be easier to get you a quick answer on who won. 701-367-2054 Ag trivia question, $75 in meat, Schweitzer's meat. And the question is, what is the difference between a heifer and a cow? Todd, do you know the answer to that? No. I think is the answer to that. He doesn't know.
Todd's taking a nap.
Did Todd take a nap?
I think so.
Yeah, he
did.
Todd's taking a phone call. Sorry, guys.
I said, do you know the... Don't answer this, the answer, but just tell me if you know the answer, the difference between a cow and a heifer.
Told me not to answer, so...
Well, I'm asking if you know the answer without saying it.
He is so technical.
He's pranking me. Oh, he's pranking me again.
I tell you what.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Harold and Reeder has a question on a different issue. To answer the question, by the way, you text 701-367-2054. Harold, go ahead.
I've got three questions for your guest today. Question number one is, why are raw commodity prices so low when grocery prices are so high? Question two, how much are commodity speculators and monopolies impacting the price spreads? And what's the Farm Bureau doing about this?
All right, Daryl, at least the North Dakota Farm Bureau president's here, so you can answer.
So why are raw commodity prices so low right now?
And why are grocery prices so high? You would think grocery prices would be not as high as they are given the very low commodity prices that the farmer gets.
Right. So the commodity price right now, like we said earlier, farmers and ranchers are great at what they do, and that's producing a product. Whether you're a grain farmer or you're a livestock farmer, rancher, they're great at they're all great at what they do. Why is there a disparity, and why don't you see the prices drop more in the grocery stores or wherever people are buying their food at? There are many things in between the farmer, rancher, and the consumer. You've got trucking costs, you've got feeding costs, you've got to the processing facilities, you've got grain buyers, grain handlers, you've got wholesalers, you've got warehouse people, and you've got truckers again to get it to warehouse. You got truckers again to get it from the warehouse to the local distribution centers. You got truckers again to get it to the grocery stores. You got grocery store employees. I mean, I'm just touching on a very small part of it. That's the disparity. There's a lot of price things in between there that we don't control. And, we get a fraction, the loaf of bread, we get a fraction of what's in that loaf of bread. There's just a few cents of wheat in a loaf of bread. But you've got all those things and all those people doing those tasks in between, which is good for the economy because it employs people. You can make the argument the farmer needs to get a bigger chunk of that, and there's no doubt that that's the way it is, that we need to figure out how to raise these prices. Trade is one of them things. And to go into your monopolies or your question about, the different controls out there, there's things out there that there are laws out there that, the federal government has when it comes to monopolies and things like that. There's question whether some of them are being adhered to or not. It's something that we're affiliated with the American Farm Bureau at a national level, that they have guys watching and looking at and trying to make some influence, by having meetings, with some of the agencies, the USDA and some of those that have a little bit of influence over some of those things, the stock exchanges and whatever, the Chicago Mercantile, all those things that I think you're referencing. So it's not that we turn a blind eye to that stuff, but we're also a free market believing organization. We are probably the premier free market organization. And so you got to allow some of those. There's going to be consolidations when you believe in free markets.
Good question and a great answer. Appreciate it very much. Todd, I asked to be at the Democratic Convention this weekend in Grand Forks, and I guess we got an answer that came by voicemail. Could you play the answer on what the answer is to getting there?
Hi, Scott. Daniel Thick here over at the State Democratic Party, returning your message. I know this isn't the answer you want, but unfortunately we're not going to be able to provide you with media credentials for this weekend. I apologize for that. If you have any questions, you can give me a buzz.
I did call him back, and he said, here's what we're doing. If you're a commentator or a pundit, we reserve the discretion on whether or not to give you a credential. Never has happened in the history of any event in North Dakota that I know of, ever, where you wouldn't want media, no matter what, you know, their opinions are. But that was the decision of the Democratic Party. Believe it or not, it changed, and I will be there on Saturday. So somebody later went, maybe not a good idea, but can they even think that way? It's just unbelievable to me. A friendly rancher from Sentinel Butte wants to donate the $75 certificate he won because he was the first to answer. I wonder why. He knows what he's doing. He knows the game. We had 180 answers, by the way. And one person said castration was the difference. Pretty good answer. Talk to you later.
With a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.